Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss Vikram Seth. Now Vikram Seth is one of the most famous authors of contemporary times. Means if you are studying contemporary Indian writers in English, then Vikram Seth is one of those. Now Vikram Seth started writing poetry. Primarily earlier he wrote poetry, but later on he has also published novels and travelogues. Now what is a travelogue? Something which describes somebody's travel experiences. That is what a travelogue is. And some of the works of Vikram Seth are very important and famous. For example, The Golden Gate. This is a novel and this was published in 1986. After that, A Suitable Boy. That was published in 1993. And in the Golden Gate, Vikram Seth discusses issues like homosexuality, Catholic belief. And one of the reasons why The Golden Gate is famous is because it is a verse novel. Matlab, it is a story told entirely through verse. And this novel combines poetry and narrative. Matlab, ek story bhi hai, but in a poetic style. His other famous novel is A Suitable Boy, as I said. And this is pretty long. That's why it is normally called an epic novel. And unlike The Golden Gate, A Suitable Boy is written in prose. Whereas The Golden Gate is written in verse. Okay. And in this prose novel, Suitable Boy, this is basically about relations between four Indian families. And now some more things about The Golden Gate. Basically, it is a novel about the popular culture of California, California's Silicon Valley. And basically, it is based on the book Eugenie Wonjin. This is a book by Alexander Pushkin. And Alexander Pushkin's book was translated by Charles Johnston. And based on the translation of this work, Vikram Seth has written this novel, The Golden Gate. And in this, you know, professional characters discuss nuclear weapons, Roman Catholic teachings on homosexuality, as I already mentioned that it is about homosexuality, and also the perils of overwork. And along with novels, he also writes travelogues. And one of the most famous travelogues which he has written is From Heaven Lake. Okay, this is the title. From Heaven Lake. And basically, the story is how he goes from Nanking to New Delhi via Tibet. So, Nanking, then Tibet, then finally New Delhi. And where is Nanking? China. So, this is about his journey. That's why it is called a travelogue. And as I said at the beginning that earlier, Vikram Seth wrote poetry. And his first volume of poetry is called Mappings. Okay, Mappings. And it was published in 1980. Now, you might wonder as to how come Vikram Seth talks about Nanking, then Tibet and New Delhi. If we consider the upbringing of Vikram Seth. See, Vikram Seth was born in 1952 and he was raised in London and India. After that, he graduated from Corpus Christi College in Oxford, that is in England. And later on, he also studied in the Nanjing University in China. And he has also got a master's degree in economics from Stanford University in United States. So he has lived abroad and also got education from different international institutions. And then another important work of his is called An Equal Music. Okay, An Equal Music. That came out in 1999. And this is basically a love story set in the world of professional musicians. So overall, it can be said that Vikram Seth writes about a wide variety of topics, including music, travel, work, work environments, and family.